I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. This show is independent and not affiliated with any company or organization. It's August 18th, 2026. Imagine a site made to look like a policy think tank that openly says it crafts content to win what chatbots consider credible. DuckDB shipped version 2.0 with a new Quack client-server mode and a connect statement so one DuckDB instance can serve others and even push queries down to Postgres or MySQL. The release also brings async I/O and a stable extension ABI to make DuckDB work as a centrally managed analytics service instead of only an embedded engine. Watch whether teams swap heavyweight databases for a centrally hosted DuckDB stack. OpenAI cut the price of GPT 5.6 Sol by 50%, a big move for a model build as strong at complex coding and multi-step agent tasks. Users on Hacker News already say the lower cost is shifting routing and subscriptions because Sol tends to use fewer tokens on hard coding problems. If rivals respond, expect faster price and capability churn in the high-end model market.
This week, a site called the Hanover Institute for Public Policy surfaced that looks like a Washington think tank, but was reportedly created by Pyro Inc. The site has published over 100 articles since August and openly markets its output as AI story optimization, claiming to author content engineered for how LLMs evaluate credibility. An analysis run through GPT-0 flagged 11 of 12 sampled pieces as AI-generated, which is what first set off alarms that these might be designed to shape chatbot answers. Pyro's pitch on LinkedIn is blunt. It promises that when someone asks ChatGPT or Perplexity, an answer comes back in one confident paragraph, and the implication is they aim to make that paragraph favor their narrative. Hacker News threads picked up the debate. Some commenters said influence ops are old news. Others pointed out that cheap, polished content at scale changes the leverage model builders give to reputation. Technically, this is a data poisoning playbook. Create plausible-looking, well-cited content so crawlers and retrievers surface it as evidence, and LLMs echo it with high confidence. Platforms and model teams can respond by hardening provenance signals and downgrading newly minted sites and retrieval, but those interventions are procedural and slow. If we let reputation be monetized into the training and retrieval layer, expect chatbots to carry subtle, persistent biases toward whoever pays to look authoritative.
Switching from content to code, there's a developer-side story that shows how fast AI can turn mistakes into live exploits. Researchers at Wiz Research found a pull request credited to Copilot Autofix that introduced a script injection into Snowflake's public connector repo, and the vulnerable GitHub Actions workflow interpolated issue titles directly into a shell command. That meant anyone could trigger the injection by opening an issue, and an automated tool called Red Agent exploited it to exfiltrate a GR API token. Snowflake patched the workflow and rotated the credential the same day. Their audit shows Wiz was the only actor during the 5-day exposure window. The write-up from the researchers was blunt. AI-generated PRs need the same static analysis and security scrutiny as human code. Hacker News responders focused on hygiene, linters restricting workflows from using long-lived tokens, and never interpolating untrusted text into shell commands would have stopped this chain. What this incident does is expose two converging trends. AI makes it trivially easy to land low-quality, dangerous changes, and automated agents can discover and weaponize those mistakes far faster than manual review can catch up. Expect CI tooling and code review policy to become the primary front line for AI-era security. If a faux think tank can nudge what models call credible, and an AI-generated change can turn a workflow into an attack, we need to move verification earlier, both for signals feeding models and for every pull request that touches CI. I'm Alex Morgan. Thanks for listening to Debug the Hype.